So imagine my good fortune of having Joan Bauer and Jay Carson in a class. The class taught itself. I didn't need to do anything. It was great. I'm going to read a, I guess it's a 9-part poem that I haven't read yet, so I hope I don't bore you to death. It's around the theme of wilderness. That's the title. One, you can't put the dome of your head over wilderness. Once you do, it's domesticated, no longer wild. It does what it does if it's wilderness, nothing to impede it but its own interworkings. You must enter its brain and adapt to a story that floods the dam of language. People try to tell that story in their idioms. Its only plot is cyclical, not always in regular patterns. Its catastrophes are only catastrophes from the standpoint of the human, if by human we mean tampered with and languaged, set up on a plane that seems to exclude the wild, save as a sip of spring water or selling point, lamentable swerve or descent. I can sit in this chair with my fingers on the keyboard and be a wild horse galloping with my band across a desert. If I close my eyes to the pitiless sun, our gallop envelops me, turns into techno. Wilderness is wordlessness, the pure going on of the earth. When it enters civilization, it distorts into something like crime because it needs distributive diversity and zero consciousness to be wilderness. I often hate my countrymen for their guns and greed, the history of white men doing battle with the continent's wilderness and the people who were here folded right into their concept of wilderness. But if I benefit from history, can I criticize it? Two, wilderness as a beer commercial, mountain climbers resting on the peak, enjoying the vista, frothy tops of nearby mountains, green aprons dropped to the river below, where the remains of the Marlboro Man collaborate with silt and stone to seal the deal. Pure camaraderie of a job well done, disposable income sunk into travel and gear. There will be a campfire when the sun drops, complete with storytelling. Once upon a time, the wilderness raised this peak as its flag of surrender. Once upon a time, YouTube told us how to do it, step by step, while raccoons attempted once again to penetrate the trash can. Once upon a time, we climbed our bootstraps. Three, wilderness as a perfume or cologne. Pheromones extracted from animal glands because we've decided to mask the scent of our own glands while keeping the sexual subtext of scent. Millionaires who try to fit a jungle into their penthouse live among us. Some people own entire ecosystems. What about those scientists who lived inside a biosphere in the 90s but broke the seal when Steve Bannon took over? True story. Not sabotage, one of them said, but necessary. They were to have gotten nothing from outside for 2 years, but the experiment ended early. Wilderness as this trend on the right whereby men aspire to alpha status or to follow an alpha leader for the greater good of their racist, sexist, priapic goals, convincing themselves that it's natural to revert to the state of nature. But they're being very selective here, as they're big on guns. And what are guns if not a hole punctured into wilderness, ravaging the seal that made it other to so many who dipped their quills in the blood of berries and dreamed of possessing it all in a glass jar full of invisible, fritillating pedigrees. Four, wilderness as religion. thoroughly rewind the film, in which thoroughly parceled out, the earth is surveyed and sold to the highest bidder. Can we slow this down some? Henry David asks. The vaults of the trees in the New England woods require supplicants who focus solely on survival and salvation. We must not just skip this phase in human evolution, Darwin says, or else we'll make God too human, occluding the wilderness where God's top spins over and under the casual carnage. 5. Wilderness as the drunken couple fighting in the street at 3 a.m. because she looked at someone who's no longer there. I look down from my attic bed as if they are guinea pigs in a crate, as if they're Adam and Eve and I'm one of God's spies. Their words are wet with the struggle to attach and detach. The rocket of Friday night expectations re-enters the atmosphere of closing time and missing keys. Hitting will make me call the cops. Short of that, I've opted for this windowsill surveillance. I've had the cops called on me for something I couldn't remember the next day. I know what a zoo is. 6. Wilderness as the moonscape of the desert, as the wincing waterhole, the gulch of stasis lined with bones and stones, the two cactus arms pointing toward a future that is ghastly and a future that's pristine. 7. Wilderness as Wall Street with a minimum of regulation, only enough to allow for shock, though the shock will lessen over time. Free market wilderness, animal practices out in the open at last. Caveat emptor, the orbit concenters on a bull, and the prudent, like hothouse butterflies or white-collar criminals, using intermediaries to pick through the bloody minutiae, fluttering as far from the center as they can. The gentler intentions assemble on the Sabbath, a world on a whole other axis. If, on waking, you don't think of sinking teeth into still beating flesh, you are a loser on Wall Street. 8. Wilderness as a documentary in which a camera is placed inside a wildebeest carcass so that viewers can see how many different creatures, great and small, get a piece of it to further their existences. The carcass will vanish to reappear as the mosaic of nature, so abstracted it's impossible to see a single one of the beings that comprise it, from the smallest grub to the biggest cat, loose muscles jiggling like shocks on a car, to the owner of a mortgage on a house beyond his wildest dreams. The camera records the weakening of ligaments, the slackening of the hole that houses it, as the skin begins to rot until the hole collapses and all goes black. 9. Wilderness as appetite. Beach town Calabash, where just seeing people load up their plates causes me to lose my appetite. A horrified Blanche DuBois. Grateful for the spit shield, I pitch a fork full of greens onto a dessert plate, leaving the dense speech of red meat behind. Don't hang back with the brutes, I say, although later I wish I'd eaten more. Thank you.